2009 Ukraine trip by Robert C. Newman. My Ukraine trip took place from November 3rd to 12th, 2009. All of my time in Ukraine really was spent in the Kiev area. My hosts were Biblical grad and PCA missionary John Idy, his wife Tracy, and their three kids, Allison, Natalie, and Zach. Purposes of my trip were speaking, seeing the Ukraine, and meeting believers, seekers, and missionaries in that area. Here's what the Ukraine and its vicinity looks like. Map of the Ukraine with the land of Russia on the north and east, Black Sea on the south, also Moldova and Romania on the south, Hungary, Slovakia, and Poland on the west, and then Belarus again on the western part of the north. Ukraine population statistics. The country has a population of 52 million, and its capital, Kiev, a population of 2.6 million. Ethnicity, about 73% of the population is Ukrainian, about 22% Russian, and others make up 5%. Here's a pie diagram for that. The others include, as the main groups, Jews, Belarusians, and Moldovans. Ukraine religion statistics. Among those who classify themselves as religious, various Orthodox Christians represent 84%. Ukrainian Greek Catholics represent 8%. Roman Catholics, 2.2%. Protestants, 2.2%. Jewish, 0.6%. And other, 3.2%. However, since a lot of the population is not religious, and since a lot of the people who actually are classified under these particular categories may not hold the standard views of that, it's helpful to look at Ukrainian belief statistics. These compiled by a sociologist. Atheists in the population represent 20%. Agnostics, another 15%. Deists, another 35%. So atheists believe there's no God. Agnostics don't know whether there's a God or not, or that you can't know. Deists believe there is a God, but that he doesn't really intervene in history. New Agers only represent about 1% of the population in Ukraine. A group which this sociologist calls Neo-Dukovor represent about 25%. That would be a group that would be rather Christian-looking. The name Dukovor comes from a sect in Russia in the 19th century that eventually was banished and migrated to Canada. Neo-Dukovor, as sociologists use it, represent basically a group that holds to some Christian doctrines, but mainly the more pleasant ones, if you like, and do not really believe in the deity of Jesus. So somewhat liberalizing Christians, we might think, or something of that sort. Orthodox, only 4%, that is, those that hold the position of the Ukrainian or Greek Orthodox and such, and Catholic, 1%. So, Ukrainian belief statistics. Just a week before I headed for the Ukraine to speak, the Prime Minister closed all the schools and canceled all public meetings for 3 weeks to slow the spread of the swine flu. The result was that three talks that guys in John's church had lined up for me at universities were canceled, as well as two talks at an Orthodox seminary. That was quite a disappointment, but we found out about that very close and felt we should go ahead with the trip anyway. Trip over looks more or less like this. Tuesday, November 3rd, I left Charlottesville at 4:38 in the afternoon, arrived at Detroit at 5:50, departed Detroit at 10:19 p.m., and then the day changed as we was going eastward, and arrived at Amsterdam 10:52 the next morning. Departed Amsterdam at 1:48, and arrived at Kiev at 4:36 p.m. All of these are local times, if you like. And then was picked up by John Idy and was at his place by 6:51 p.m. So on a map, the trip looks like this: Charlottesville to Detroit, Detroit to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Kiev. Here's a picture taken, I think, probably the next morning or one of the next mornings, of the street and with a cul-de-sac at the end that goes into where the Ides live. The house you can see between the trees there is a duplex, and the Ides have the left-hand side of that. Here's a shot from the backyard, so here the Ides have the right-hand side of this picture here. We're in November already, so virtually all the leaves are off the trees and such. And this far north, you're looking at something that's a kind of bleak and cloudy most of the time during the winter. It was the same experience I had living at Ithaca for 4 years during the winters. The Ides gave me John's office for my bedroom, so here's his desk with my computer sitting on it, and over on the other side of the room, this is the couch that is opened up into a bed. On Thursday, November 5th, that morning at breakfast, I talked with John and a visitor that had been staying overnight, Sasha Bukovetsky. He's a Christian book publisher, and was there in Kiev that day to attend a book fair, which his publishing company had a booth. We then went to this book exposition, where Sasha's firm, as I said, named Colloquium, has his booth. Then John and I had lunch with Eric Huber, who is the country director for the PCA, Presbyterian Church in America, for their mission work in Ukraine. And then in the afternoon, I was at the offices of the Presbyterian Church of the Holy Trinity and the PCA's Mission of the World, and had tea with John Idy and with Max Tikhonov, the pastor of Solomensky Presbyterian Reformed Church, where I would be speaking that Sunday, and Max would be translating for me. And so some pictures from that. Here's the booth, and I believe that is Sasha there bending over the table, and a close-up of some of the books on the table. The books that Colloquium publishes are largely in Russian. Most of the Ukrainians in Ukraine speak and read and write Russian, and of course the Russians there do as well. So although there is a separate Ukrainian language, which is a little bit different, the work of the PCA there is in Russian anyway. Here's John Idy out on the street as we're going walking up to the headquarters of the offices of the Church of the Holy Trinity. On Friday, November 6th, I went sightseeing in the morning with John and with his daughter Natalie. We went to the a funicular, an inclined or cog railway that runs down from the bluff to the River Dnieper, so down into the stream valley, if you like. And then we visited St. Michael's Cathedral and its bell tower and a museum there. And then went to the Bessarabia Market. Then I had lunch with Ivan Bespalov. He's the pastor of the Church of the Holy Trinity, which is the largest of the PCA churches in Ukraine, a couple of hundred members, I believe. And then the Ides took me up to dinner at the Ukraine Strabu restaurant. So let's look at some pictures from that. Here's a model of the inclined railway, funicular it's called, coming down from the bluff there beside the church. And you can't see at the bottom of it, but it goes down to the river valley. And here's an actual picture taken from inside, looking down the railway to the bottom, down there. They have two cars that run down it, and they pass each other on the split track in the middle of the trip. And so one is at the bottom while the other is at the top, but the terminal's there. Here's Natalie and I standing on a pedestrian bridge over the highway that runs alongside the River Dnieper. So we're down at the bottom of the inclined railway. Here we are back up looking at St. Michael's Cathedral, the large multi-domes there in the background, and then up close here is the bell tower and museum of the St. Michael's. They would not let you take pictures inside St. Michael's. I did take this picture outside and a picture from up in the bell tower. And here we are up in the bell tower, John and Natalie looking up at the bells. This is a shot from inside the Bessarabia Market. I bought some filberts there, and they had quite a lot of nice stuff there. This is the front of the restaurant that we went to in the evening, the Ukraine Strabu restaurant, and had quite a nice dinner of ethnic Ukrainian food. This is us at our table. John and Allison, his older daughter, on the left, and behind them their younger son, Zach, who has been adopted. And then on the right-hand side, Tracy in front and Natalie in back. Saturday, November 7, in the morning, out walking, taking pictures. And then we went sightseeing in the afternoon to Kiev-Pechersk Lavra, the oldest monastery in either the Ukraine or Russia, with extensive catacombs under it. John and I went, and we were met by Ira Bosinko, who functioned as a guide for us. That's Ira, not Ira. It's short for Irina. So Ira is a feminine nickname, if you like, in Russian and Ukrainian, whereas it's a masculine nickname, I guess, in U.S. Then on the way back, we stopped by St. Vladimir's Church and actually saw part of a service with the choir and the patriarch. But again, I didn't think it was appropriate to take pictures there, so we didn't get any pictures at that service. Here's some pictures from my walk. Shows you here a rather substantial private home. there are a number of these in our neighborhood. But the communist housing in the Kiev area would be apartments, and here's a big apartment building just a few blocks from the IDs. And some graffiti on the side of one of the buildings there. You can see the Western influence here of Homer and Bart Simpson. They're drawn by some artist on the wall. Another picture of apartment buildings out on the main street there, near the near the IDs place. This is the Kiev-Pechersk Lavra, the monastery. Very impressive, and the weather really turned quite nice that afternoon. A nice, cool, sunny afternoon. So got some good pictures there. Here's a picture in back of that overlooking the Dnieper River, and that's Ira beside me. This is a huge bell on the grounds of the monastery. One reason I took a picture of it here is the heads up on the top of it that would be where the ropes would attach it, I suppose, to a beam of some sort. The head on the left, you can see, is a bird of some sort, be an eagle. And the head on the right is a lion, and the head in the middle, which would be a little trickier to spot, is a bull of some sort. And the foreheads actually represent the four animal kinds mentioned in Ezekiel, and I guess in Revelation as well, but which traditionally have become associated with each of the four gospel writers. And another building out behind the monastery. Small chapel or something of that sort. Sunday, November 8, I was preaching at the Solomensky Presbyterian Reformed Church using my PowerPoint talk, Job. And then in the evening, gave a talk at the same place for both members of both the Solomensky Reformed Church and the Church of the Holy Trinity, using my PowerPoint talk, Genetic Engineering and Cloning. So here I am standing at the front of the place that they rent. They rent from the Kozotsky Hotel, and put up this little sign here then before their services. And it says a Presbyterian Reformed Church on it, and Presbyterian in little letters because a Presbyterian in general does not resonate with Ukrainians, but they have heard of Reformed churches. So that's in the bigger print. Here's a shot inside the rented facilities, and the praise band is getting some practice in before the service. Here's a couple shots from the service, one side of the aisle, if you like. Here I told them I was bringing in greetings from Trinity Presbyterian Church, and so they were smiling back to send greetings. Max Tikhonov is over there on the left, and he's getting ready to translate for me. He's got a microphone there on his one of these kind that hook onto you with around your neck or something. And here's the other side of the audience there. My talk there was the Book of Job, Understanding Suffering. And then in the evening, my talk, Genetic Engineering and Cloning, by myself and using substantial materials from Bart Vada, one of our Ibri men. Monday, November 9th, I had a visit with Nancy and Matthew Westerhall. Matthew is son of Nancy. He's a senior at Kiev Christian Academy and was preparing then for next year to head back to the U.S. to do college study, and wanted to talk to me about science study in the U.S. I could tell him some of from my experience, but that was many, many years ago, so I couldn't tell him a lot about what was going on, but could tell him something about some of the programs at some Christian colleges, such as Geneva College and Gordon College and such. Matthew's mother, Nancy, is a doctor, and his father, Tom, also has an MD, but got a PhD from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and he teaches at the Pentecostal Seminary in Kiev, which services their churches throughout the Ukraine. In the afternoon, Dara Rashitina, a recent high school grad, came to visit us at the IDES, and she's very fluent in English, so we had a good talk. And then we all had dinner at the home of Joost Marlies and Christian Colleen. Joost is their Dutch family. Joost is academic dean of the Evangelical Reform Seminary in Ukraine. So some pictures of this. This is Nancy and Matt Westerhall and their dog. And this is Dara Rashitina and John Idy. And that's inside the Idy's duplex. And this is Joost Colleen in his office. And here we are in their living room. That's Marlies on the right, and that's the Idy's son, Zach, on the left. Tuesday, November 10th, went sightseeing. Went down what's called St. Andrew's Descent. It's a road, and then and then descends again from the bluff to the river valley of the Dnieper, and is noted for all the booths of art and handicrafts and such along the road, and bought some souvenirs there. And then had lunch at the cafeteria Puzata Kata, which I'd eaten at once before. And then that evening, we attended the English Club held at the apartment of Garrett and Kristen Klemmer. They are PCA missionaries from Pennsylvania who are just getting started in Kiev. and there were about 15 people present for the English club. And we talked about popular superstitions, both Ukrainian and American, and then I gave my talk, astrology. So here's a picture of the road at the top of the bluff before we descend down into the Dnieper River, and you can see some artists here with their paintings on sale. And here's a picture of John and Natalie in front of a very impressive door partway down the hill. Back up on top, we went to this cafeteria, which is the gray building at the right end of this picture. And I took a picture here not only because we were about to eat in there, but also because of the three buildings, yellow, green, and blue, to the left of it, that were rather impressive color. Here's a shot inside the cafeteria. That night, as I mentioned, gave my talk, Astrology is Your Destiny in the Stars. Wednesday, November 11th, John took me and Zhenya Nestra to a visit to the Stetinko Cemetery, a rather impressive place. And then we stopped by the Bobby Yar Memorial, where over 100,000 people were killed here by the Nazis during World War II. These included Jews, Ukrainians, Gypsies, and others. And then we took a tour of the Chernobyl Museum. You may or may not remember that Chernobyl is a place in Ukraine where a nuclear power station blew up in April 1986 and many, many people were killed by radiation poisoning from that. The site has been abandoned, along with everything in a 20-mile radius around it. And that 20-mile radius carries us only 40 miles from Kiev, so Chernobyl is about 60 miles from Kiev. And territory that's abandoned due to radiation problems, only 40 miles from Kiev. So some pictures. This is Zhenya and myself in the cemetery, and sort of a little bench there, perhaps having it for a memorial meal of some sort, perhaps, since it's got, seemed to have a table in front of some rather elaborate looking tombstones. There were some very impressive tombstones, mostly from the post-Soviet period, in the cemetery. Here's some more of them, and you can even see some Christian symbols on these cemetery memorials as well. This is the memorial at Bobby Yar, and here one of the inscriptions in Russian here. And I can't read much of it, but the big letters there, Shto Tisyach, is 100,000. So referring to the number of people killed, and someone had obviously quite recently put some flowers on the memorial. Here outside the Chernobyl Museum is one of the ambulances that was in the rescue work at Chernobyl. And my Russian, or this may even be Ukrainian, is not much good, but the words on the door are the Russian or Ukrainian for Chernobyl. Okay, spelled a little differently than it is in English, obviously. And one shot from inside the museum. Again, they wouldn't let you take pictures in the museum proper, but this was in the anteroom. And shows kind of a death angel, something of that sort. It's interesting that the word Chernobyl in Russian Ukrainian means wormwood, the term that comes up in the Book of Revelation for one of the plagues. The waters turn to wormwood, a type of type of plant, and the liquid from it, which is poisonous. Well. That completed the trip, and I came back on Thursday, November 12th, got up at 2:45 a.m. in order to catch a plane that departed from the Kiev airport, which is half an hour, 45 minutes away from downtown Kiev, at 7:08 a.m., and arrived in Amsterdam at 8:46 a.m. Our departure from Amsterdam was considerably delayed because there was some engine problem on the plane we were going to take. and I met a missionary to the Ukraine, a Baptist missionary, Shane Duke, there coming back home, headed home for a visit, and his family was already home, I guess, and talked to him a little bit, and we prayed together some. And then we did finally get away from Amsterdam in 1:48 p.m. local time. Arrived at Atlanta 4:55 p.m. local time, and then departed Atlanta 8:29, and arrived back in Charlottesville at 10 p.m. Well, that was my trip to the Ukraine, and this is the end of my talk there. And again, I would urge you to pray for the Ukraine, that believers there may be strong and faithful in their witness, that pastors and church planters and others there may be doing a faithful job, and that the Lord may turn many of the people there into seekers and to finders, that they may come to love Him with all their strength. Thank you very much.